Wave Sound Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Rapture by Emily Maguire, narrated by Rose Ackroyd. Some say she was from Mogontiacum, the years 821 to 836. The English Priest. Heaven is never-ending light. It is jasper and crystal, pearls and gold. It is lightning and rainbows and a great rushing river. It is white horses and doves and angels singing holy, holy, holy. And there is no sadness or pain, no hunger or thirst. Or there is hunger and thirst, but only to make the feasting tables, which are never bare, more pleasurable still. To get there you must be pious and humble and follow God's laws every day of your earthly life. To the motherless five-year-old listening to such talk from beneath her father's table, it does not seem worth the effort. Sweet as heaven might be, it cannot truly be better than life here and now in Mainz in the year 821. Could angel song truly be sweeter than the plain chant that floats down from the abbey on the hill and fills all the empty spaces in her chest? Are white doves truly more lovely than the woodland throstles with their pale speckled bellies and gold-tinted wings? As for horses, they have those here, as well as lightning and rainbows and the mightiest of all rivers running through town. Pearls and jasper are unknowns, but she has seen crystal and gold, and though they are pretty, there is not much use to either. And why would she wish for never-ending daylight, when it is the coming of night that brings the greatest pleasure? As the day fades, the serving girls lay out platters of meat and bread and ale, and then men come through the door and take their place around the table, underneath which she is already settled. The packed earth floor is worn smoother than marble here, and heated so richly by the hearth fire that when she is finally dragged to bed, she can serve as her own warming stone. Truly, right here is all the heaven she needs, a girl-sized paradise ending where the rushes begin, their edges trampled flat by pairs of boots more often than not. Sometimes the men sit long enough for the mud caked on their ankles to dry, and she makes a game of guessing which clods will fall first. Sometimes a man jiggles his legs or stomps his feet, and she must cover her nose and mouth to stop from breathing in his dirt. If the men are very drunk or very angry, their legs might dance wildly about, and she must stay alert or be kicked. If they are only a little drunk and feasting...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?